The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Morning, everyone. Throughout the Gospels, Christ comes to the aid of many. He feeds the hungry, he clothes the naked, he gives sight to the blind, and even today he cures the sick. One thing to notice, however, is he never does this without anyone's consent. He never forces us to accept him, he never forces his healing or grace upon us. But it's only when we ask and cooperate with him that we are healed, that we are made clean. It's because grace builds on nature. So the more we can develop in our own human nature the ability to embrace the gospel, and to ask for help, and to show humility and vulnerability to the Lord, the more Christ has the ability and the freedom to work on us and with us. Because he never does anything without our consent. So today, hopefully part of our prayer throughout the day is asking for help, asking for the grace to be made clean, to be healed of any addiction to sin or vice or what have you. Because that's how it works. This phrase, grace builds on nature, comes from Thomas Aquinas. At least I think it does. I think I learned that in seminary once, like a decade ago. But grace builds on nature. And so if our nature is pretty low, then there's less to work with, less natural material. It's like if you're building a house and construction guys only drop off like four pieces of timber, there's not much you're going to be able to build with four. You might be able to get a frame started, but where's the rest of the house? But if they drop off everything you need for the house, then the house can be built in its entirety. And so grace building on nature means the more we work on our nature to be humble, to be dedicated to God, to be listening to him as much as we can, then the more natural material God has to work with to build it up. And so we need to ask for his help and invite him in and make that a habit so it becomes part of who we are. Because then God will build on our nature and he will come and he will heal us. God bless you.